Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Victor. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, yes, this is Mallory with 541 Roofing and Heat Coil. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. I had called you guys last week and chatted with someone about our locations of our company. We no longer are working out of one of those locations now. And y'all had called me back on Friday, but I ended up being sick, so I wasn't able to answer.
Okay, no worries. Let me go ahead and check that out on my end really quick. Oh, okay, you wanted to see if there was some sort of way to salvage the reviews?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yes, we wanted to take down our Redmond location, but there are reviews on that portal, that location. So I wasn't sure if we were able to consolidate all of those onto just our Bend location or what.
And let me double check just to make sure really quick. Because there is a way to merge it instead of actually closing it and just keeping one location. But
okay.
Let me double check to see if that would fix the issue with the reviews.
Okay.
Okay, yes. Yeah. So there are two options, right? One of them is to mark the business as permanently closed, and the reviews will still stay there, and you'll be able to reopen it any other moment that you want, right? The other one, we can attempt a merger, right? It's not 100% successful, but we could definitely try. And if the merger is successful, you would be having all those reviews just in one location.
Okay, I don't know if the permanently closed option would be very good, just because I don't want someone in Redmond to search our business and think that we're not open at all anymore. So if we could try to merge, that would be ideal.
Okay, in that case, I'll start the process. Let me just double check, making sure I don't need anything from your end now that I have you on the line. Okay, I don't need anything, but let me just set everything up really quick.
Okay.
Almost finished, all right?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Finished setting everything up, so we started the process. As soon as we have any update, we'll be reaching out to you. Okay, Mallory?
Okay. And I did have a couple of more questions, if you don't mind.
Of course.
I had talked to someone a couple of months ago when this review first popped up on our page. It's a one-star review, and they had posted photos as well. And my theory is this is not a customer of ours, just for the simple fact of whoever's roof this is, the installer had put button caps on the ridge, and this is something that we never do. And we always perform really thorough final inspections on our job sites. And, you know, if you look at all of our other reviews, it's just very obvious that this is not our customer. And I don't know if we were able to get it taken down or not, but it's just a little frustrating because I think this is our only bad review.
Okay, let me check it out really quick. Okay, so it's showing only two bad reviews. One's Brian Rutherford and one's SS Stearns.
It looks like the one that I'm talking about.
The one with
is
the
Brian.
Pictures, right? Yeah, Brian, the one that posted the pictures.
Yeah.
Okay, and what is it that you don't use that is probably not a client of yours?
Yeah, so I think it's the last picture. 1, 2, 3. It's the fourth picture. And there's button caps placed on the ridge of the roof. And that is, I mean, yeah, that is really ugly. But that is something that we would never do.
Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead and check it out with Google and dispute the review. I just wanted to know what those were called. You said button caps, right? On the ridge of the roof?
Yeah, button caps and, yeah.
Oh, okay, I see them. I see what you mean. Okay,
yeah.
Presentable.
It's a pretty diabolical design, really, but not something we would do.
No worries. I'll go ahead and dispute that with Google. Again, it's not always guaranteed. What can work out is if you guys could respond to the review itself. Just in a kind manner, right? A little neutral.
Mm-hmm.
So just letting them know that maybe he's confused with who it was since you guys don't use button caps and everything. Because Google always, they do their due diligence, right? And maybe they see that you did respond to the review and you're also confirming what we're about to explain to them. That could work in your favor.
Okay. All right, yeah, I'll touch base with the owner and make sure that's okay with him, that I respond and do that as well if I can.
Definitely. In that case, I'll start the process, and we'll give you any updates on the review and with the merger as well, okay?
Okay. And then last question, sorry. We just signed up for financing so our customers can use financing to get their roofs replaced. And I want to be able to put like a widget on our website. And I guess the website we're using sends us codes for certain widgets. Do I just email Local/Support and send them those codes and let them know where I want those widgets located?
Yes, please. Go ahead and send us an email. Just explain in the email, that way we know exactly what it's about. Either way, I'll give our web developer a heads up. But just make sure that it's labeled or stated that it's for the website and everything, and I'll make sure our web developer gets it so she can start working on that.
Okay, perfect.
And let me just double check. We don't have anything pending. Okay, no, we're good on our end. Any other question you might have, Mallory?
I think we are all set. Thank you so much for your help.
No, definitely. Either way, again, as simple as the question may be, please don't hesitate to reach out or send us a little text message, and we'll reach out to you as soon as we can, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
No, thank you. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Bye-bye.
You too.